We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me here as well with Cheryl Collins, Raleigh County Historical Museum. And we're taking a look back at fashion going all the way back to the 1950s. Right now we're in the 1960s. And we were talking here during the break, Cheryl, so much goes into influencing the way people dress each decade, and the department stores are kind of a reflection of that. But, you know, I think music certainly did a lot of that, especially in the 1960s with Woodstock and everything, rock and roll and the British invasion and all that stuff.
Yes, I think you're right that musical influence was huge. And when you think of the fashion of the Beatles, and people took their cues from those kind of entertainment icons and how they were dressing and looking and behaving. People followed that. So I think you're absolutely right. The music of that time in the 60s was really, really important to how fashion for just normal people played out.
My dad always shares a story about going to his barber in the 1960s, and my grandpa always used to like to get the boys' haircuts as crew cuts, you know, the very military style, very.
Right.
And he had a barber there who would cut his hair however the kid wanted it to be cut. How do you want it cut? Well, I don't like crew cuts, and you know, that was very different. But you know, so that's another way that people,
yes,
kind of change their looks there.
Hair was really important in the 60s, and the teasing your hair and getting the high hair coming out of the 50s into the 60s. And then by the end of the 60s, the long straight look, which unfortunately I have naturally curly hair. And I did iron my hair and did try straighteners, and none of which worked very well. But those fashion looks, people tried to emulate them.
Well, it's really interesting to watch the transition from decade to decade, because there's slight, you know, some things carry over, some things really change drastically. I think the 70s is a one that we all can remember, even if we didn't live then. And I know this is a big one for you.
Well, this is the era that I start really remembering well clothing. And I do think that in your teen and early adult years are maybe the years that you're most attuned to fashion. I don't know, maybe other people have other experiences, but that's kind of what I'm thinking. In the 70s, I looked at the 1970-71 Polk Directory, and women's shops, again, we have Stevenson's Clothing Company downtown. The Style Shop is still there. The Thrifty Shop is at 314 Points. And then there are a number of stores in Aggieville. The Smart Shop is still in Aggieville at 1210 Morrow. Wagner's, which I think was a ladies' store, but I might be wrong about that. There were some that I didn't remember real well. And that was one. So if anybody knows Wagner's that was at 1206 Morrow, I hope they'll call in and talk about that. And then Woody's Ladies Shop is in Aggieville by 1970 at 1225 Morrow. And Keller's too at 1218 Morrow. And Keller's too was an offshoot of the Keller's department store downtown. So we had both those stores in town. For men's shops in on Points, you have Wagoner's Menswear. So I don't know if they had women and men. That was my impression, but I might be wrong. And then it's interesting to me that Aggieville had Schaefer's Limited at 1203 Morrow, and Woody's Men's Store again at 700 North Manhattan. And then there was Stevenson's Men's Store at 2900 Anderson, which I think is West Loop. I might have that wrong. For children and infants downtown in 1970 was Judy's Children's and Maternity Wear at 406 Points. And then we still had a number of department stores. Ward Keller downtown at 328 Points, JCPenney on South 4th, and Sears Roebuck and Company in South 4th, And then there's the Tempo discount department store at 2900 Anderson. And then downtown, you have Woodward's department store and the Kroger Family Center on Seth Child and Anderson. And I'm not, I didn't remember the Kroger Family Center. So maybe someone would remember that as well. And then the other sorts of stores, Peterson's Jeans at 303 Points. And that jeans is one of those things that has men's and women's, and they're all in there together. Peterka's Club Shop at 429 Points. And then Dale's Western Store on South 3rd. And Ballard's Sporting Goods at 1222 Morrow is advertising Western wear jeans and rugby shirts. And rugby shirts are something I think of for the 1970s a lot. That was a style that was really popular. In Aggieville, there was also The Door at 1124 Morrow. And then downtown, Lindy's Army Store. And again, we always had those army surplus places here. So when I think of the 1970s, I think again of mini skirts, but also in the latter part of the 70s, maxi skirts. So length of skirts went way up and way down. Hot pants were popular in the 70s. Peasant blouses, wearing bold colors, wearing bell sleeves, overalls for men and women. I know in the 70s, I had a pair of my grandfather's overalls, which he called possum bellies. I don't know if anybody else calls them that, but I certainly remember him calling them possum bellies. I remember men wearing white shoes and belts and looking fashionable that way. Wide lapels in the 70s. And then sporting clothes and exercise clothes become more and more popular. And I think that rugby shirt craze is kind of in that line of wearing sporting clothes. This era is one that I start remembering pretty well.
All right. Well, we've got a phone call here with a listener wanting to chime in on this topic. So let's go ahead. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead, you're on In Focus.
Yes, I remember going there, to Kohl's store. They used to have an upstairs where they had beautiful clothes, and they had an elevator, and it was manned by a person taking you upstairs. They also had a long stairway if you didn't want to use the elevator. But I remember going downtown, especially, they closed early, but on Thursday nights, that place was Manhattan downtown was jumping, and I used to go there all the time.
That's awesome.
That's very interesting. And I think having the elevator operator is interesting too. That kind of gives it a big city feel.
I'll hang up now, okay?
All right. Thank you.
That's very interesting. And that going to a department store like that was kind of an event. They were usually kind of elegant places with all the clothes displayed and really lots of fun to go into.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's take a break, come back. We'll continue our conversation here going through fashion of the 1950s through the 2000s here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.